Acknowledgements. Without a loving and patient husband, without as perfect a personal assister as ever existed, without a wonderful literary agent, without a stunningly gifted and passionate editor, without a copy editor who never misses anything, without an audiobook producer of the very first rank, without a publishing house that enthuses and encourages, without all these, this book could never have been written. So thank you, Elliot Spencer, Joe Crocker, Anthony Goff, Gillian Taylor, Kit Shepherd, Roy McMillan, Louise Moore. It Fell from Heaven. Troy. The most marvelous kingdom in all the world. The jewel of the Aegean. Glittering Ilium, the city that rose and fell not once, but twice. Gatekeeper of traffic in and out of the barbarous East. Kingdom of gold and horses. Fierce nurse of prophets, princes, heroes, warriors, and poets. Under the protection of Ares, Artemis, Apollo, and Aphrodite, she stood for years as the paragon of all that can be achieved in the arts of war and peace, trade and treaty, love and art, statecraft, piety, and civil harmony. When she fell, a hole opened in the human world that may never be filled, save in memory. Poets must sing the story over and over again, passing it from generation to generation, lest in losing Troy, we lose a part of ourselves. To understand Troy's end, we must understand her beginning. The background to our story has many twists and turns. A host of place names, personalities, and families enter and exit. It's not necessary to remember every name, every relationship of blood and marriage, every kingdom and province. The story emerges, and the important names will, I promise, stick. All things, Troy included, begin and end with Zeus, the king of the gods, ruler of Olympus, lord of thunder, cloud gatherer, and bringer of storms. Long, long ago, almost before the dawn of mortal history, Zeus consorted with Electra, a beautiful daughter of the Titan Atlas and the sea nymph Pleione. Electra bore Zeus a son, Dardanus, who travelled throughout Greece and the islands of the Aegean, searching for a place in which he could build and raise his own dynasty. He alighted at last on the Ionian coast. If you have never visited Ionia, you should know that it's the land east of the Aegean Sea, which used to be called Asia Minor, but which we know as Turkish Anatolia. The great kingdoms of Phrygia and Lydia were there, but they were already occupied and ruled over, so it was in the north that Dardanus settled, occupying the peninsula that lies below the Hellespont, the straits into which Helle fell from the back of the golden ram. Years later, Jason would sail through the Hellespont on his way to find the fleece of that ram. The love-struck Leander would swim nightly across the Hellespont to be with Hero, his beloved. The stories of Helle, the golden ram, and Jason can be found in Heroes and the tragedy of Hero and Leander in Mythos. Even later in history, those same straits, now called the Dardanelles after Dardanus, were the source of terrible fighting in and around the peninsula city that the Greeks called Kallipolis, beautiful city, which over time had turned into the name Gallipoli. The city Dardanus established was called, with little imagination and less modesty, Dardanus, while the whole kingdom took on the name Dardania. Following the founder king's death, Ilus, the eldest of his three sons, ruled, but he died childless, leaving the throne to his brother, the middle son, Erichthonius. The reign of Erichthonius was peaceful and prosperous. In the lee of Mount Ida, his lands were fed by the waters of the benign river gods Simeis and Scamander, who blessed the land of Dardania with great fertility. Erichthonius grew to become the richest man in the known world, famous for his